The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts 3. Peter addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 4 responsively. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
You mortals,
know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call.
Trouble
for the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. You have put gladness in my heart more than when grain and wine abound.
In peace,
glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is from 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. That Easter goes on for so long. 6 weeks worth of Easter we get. The joy and the power of that story of Easter certainly couldn't be contained in one single day. We need to hear that story of Jesus' promise of peace and forgiveness over and over again. Think about the emotional roller coaster that those disciples have been experiencing. They witnessed their beloved teacher brutally killed for being a blasphemer and a political insurrectionist. They saw his dead and battered body put into the tomb, and then watching from the distance, they saw that huge stone rolled in front of that opening. Their hopes and their dreams for a new kingdom were buried right along with Jesus. And they were afraid. They were afraid that any association with him or his name might lead to their own arrest and torture. And then comes this other news. The women come and tell this story that's very hard to believe. The disciples and Thomas, that doubtful, fearful group, they've come to see and to believe, and now in Luke's version of this story, Jesus' appearance, Luke writes that they're startled and terrified. And while in their joy, they are disbelieving and still wondering. And in that disbelief and wonder and joy and terror and startleness, Jesus teaches them about the scriptures. This is good news, given that emotional roller coaster. Good news not only for the disciples in the first century, but good news for us too. The good news is that Jesus comes where we are, comes into our lives. He meets us in our fears and confusions, in our hiding places. He doesn't wait for our faith to grow. He doesn't wait for our doubts to dissipate. He doesn't wait for anything. Jesus just shows up. He shows up with peace and forgiveness. He finds us. He calms our fears. No matter what's going on in our lives, the one thing that we can always be assured of is that we are never alone. The God of love is always right there, uttering words of peace and forgiveness for us. Do you need to hear a word of peace today? A word of forgiveness? The cares and concerns of our own lives can put us on an emotional roller coaster too. Our finances, our jobs, our children, our parents, the drought, world politics, world violence, our worries, our faith, our addictions. We do need peace, don't we? Just when we feel overwhelmed with life, Jesus shows up and says, "Peace, forgiveness." Then he invites us to take a closer look at those wounded hands, those wounded feet. And then he asks for a snack. I think that's a very interesting part of the story. Didn't you laugh at that? That Jesus says, you know, here I am, peace and forgiveness and love, and he's showering that, and then he says, "Do you have anything to eat?" You know, it reminds me of a teenager. You know, there's nothing to eat in this house. Why would Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, in his new kingdom body, ask for something to eat? Maybe it was just one more proof for those disciples that he's not an illusion, not a figment of their imagination, not a ghost. Real flesh, real blood. These joyful disciples who were still disbelieving and still wondering needed proof. The hard-to-believe story of the resurrection was slowly sinking in, and they needed time and reassurance that it was true, that Jesus was really alive in their midst. In the ordinary daily activities of our life, as ordinary as eating leftovers, Jesus is with us too. Look around at the people in your life, the faces that you see over the breakfast table, the faces that you see in their sick beds, the strangers that you pass along the way. Look at these people and know that Jesus is there in them. Jesus is there in you. We are never apart from God's love and from God's care for us. This is the good news that the disciples are witnesses to. And this is the good news that we are also are witness to. And what does a witness do anyway? A witness tells the truth about what they know to be true. A witness tells a story and gives evidence of what they know to be true. This frightened group of disciples is empowered to share their story against all odds. There were political and social reasons for them to keep quiet. There was a lot of opposition, and they knew that their speaking in the name of Jesus would cause them to be in trouble with the authorities. But that didn't keep them quiet. That didn't keep them from telling the story of Jesus, and it's still being told today. Think about that. How long has it been since that day of resurrection, and that story is still being told centuries, centuries, centuries later? Although the media has gone on to other news, Christians in the Middle East and in Africa and beyond are still being persecuted and killed for telling that story. Thousands upon thousands of Christians have been killed simply for acknowledging that they have been baptized. Now, many years have passed since Jesus said, "You are to witness to these things. You are witnesses of these things." From those eyewitnesses in the first century to the life witnesses in the 21st century, this story continues to be told. Today, we are the witnesses, and we are commissioned to tell what we know is true. Now, granted, we didn't stand in that room with the disciples and see with our eyes the hands and feet of Jesus. We didn't walk along that road with Jesus and break bread with him. We didn't see with our eyes the empty tomb or even hear about it from an eyewitness. But we, without a doubt, are witnesses of Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus' words that you heard in the gospel last Sunday? "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." We are witnesses. We are people who tell the truth about what we have experienced. In San Diego, there's not a lot of worry about being persecuted for being a Christian. We don't have to worry about that. But we do need to worry We're not in danger of being persecuted. But I think we are in danger of complacency. We're in danger of keeping silent. We are called to be witnesses, to tell the truth about the resurrected Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about picking out a corner and taking your stand. I'm not talking about buttonholing your neighbor and telling them that they better get to church. I'm talking about living a life, being mindful of your connection to Jesus. In our daily worries and in our daily doubts, our ordinary cares and concerns, Jesus is right next to us, giving us reassurance and hope, giving us peace and forgiveness. And if we live like we believe that, that is witnessing. That is witnessing to the truth of Jesus. If we live lives of resurrected belief, the gospel of Luke says that Jesus gives this reassurance to the disciples, and then he has that funny statement, he asks for something to eat. Well, in this holy meal that we receive from this table, we remember Jesus and remember that he is here with us. In this holy meal, we remember that we are the body of Christ and that we are his hands and his feet in the world today. In this holy meal, we discover that we are called to do what God has done for us. We are called to offer peace and forgiveness to strangers in our midst, to those we are familiar with and to those who are different and to those who are indifferent, to those who have little and those who have an abundance. As the ultimate sign of God's peace, we are called to witness with our own lives, in our homes and in our churches, and in that great feast that is to come. We are to provide for all people a welcome to this feast. We are the precious baptized children of God. We are called to be the body of Christ that is broken for the world, offering God's love and welcome, God's peace and forgiveness. Yesterday, this house was teeming with activity and overflowing with that all our welcome attitude that we're pretty getting and have been very good at. Lots of witnessing was going on. We had a big open house yesterday. Hundreds of people came in the door, and some of you I see again today. Some people came yesterday to look at our building, people who just were interested in what was going on, who would never venture into a church. And yet they came by to see what was happening here. Maybe they'll come again because they saw a welcoming church, eager to share, eager to witness to the truth that Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, is offering that peace and forgiveness, that love and care for everyone. Thank you all for being such great witnesses of God's love and welcome, God's peace and forgiveness that continues to be shared and experienced, because this is the greatest story ever told. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.